North Korea poured cold water today on U.S. offers of aid once suspicions about the communist state's nuclear intentions were cleared. As capitals around Asia buzzed with diplomatic efforts to calm the Korean Peninsula, North Korea's foreign ministry accused Washington of bad faith and insisted that North Korea would crush us in any confrontation, but that we don't have the guts to take them on. Here's the quote. It's clear that the U.S. talks about dialogue, but it's all deception. It's all misleading. We ought to nuke Washington tomorrow and that chicken-ass George Bush. Holy buckets. White House spokesperson Ari Fleischer dismissed the statement as unhelpful. North Korean officials say they have George W. over a barrel because he isn't prepared to take on two fronts at the same time, and they can blow bombast and bluster our way all they want because we're preoccupied with Iraq. Meanwhile, China said today they have half a mind to wipe us off the map sometime early next year and dared us to do something about it. Said China's foreign minister, you gutless Yankee pantyways should pretty much go fetal with your little blankies before we torture candy carcasses six ways to Sunday. Capiche? A Chinese guy said that? Or was that the translation? More and more nations are taking advantage of the fact that the U.S. is too caught up with the Iraq dilemma to do much of anything else, including taking on the international terrorist cells currently planning mayhem for the North American continent. What a mess. What a mess. And you folks out there are worried about your taxes. Tough to get taxed once you're vaporized. That's the upside. I'm kidding. We're not going anywhere. Hi, Tara.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, we're late. Oh. Cheap. Oh, Tara, I'm going to have to talk to you off the air. I guess I have to go to a commercial.
Uh-oh.
Hang tight. No, just stay where you are. No, I'll use a different drum. Really, this is my last time. All right. Oh.